We were doing Jewish history, and we were up to the year 2255. We had learned about the burial of Yosef. We had learned about the tremendous war. The burial of Yaakov. Yosef buried Yaakov. And we had learned about the tremendous war between Yosef and his Egyptian army when they ascended to Israel to bury Yaakov Avinu. And Esav and his men attacked. And then we had learned how Esav had rejoined forces with the sons of Seir, and they attacked a second time, and this time they lost a tremendous portion of their army. And then the Seir said to Esav, "It's your fault. Because of you, our people have no more warriors. It's all your fault. Get out of here. Leave our land," because Esav's descendants had been living on Seir territory, and they said, "We don't want your children to inherit with our children." And Esav's children refused to leave, and now Seir is preparing to go to war with Esav. So Esav's children sent word to Angias, an African king from the city of Dinhava, and they said, "Send us some mercenaries so that we can go to war." So he sent 500 soldiers, foot soldiers, and he sent 800 horsemen. Now, the sons of Seir, they also prepared for war. So they sent to the Midianites, who were their cousins, and the other tribes in the east. And they said, "Help us get rid of Esau's children. Look, because of them, we lost so many members of our family." So they sent 800 men to go to war, and they had this massive war in the desert of Paran, and Esav's men lost 200 men the first day of battle. On the second day, they attacked again, and again, Esav's children saw that they were losing, so they lost another 58 men. They couldn't figure out what to do. The third day, they decided that they're going to try to kidnap some of the leaders of Seir. And instead, what happened was the people of Seir managed to take into captivity from the men of Angias, who was the general of who had led the battalion against the sons of Seir. And they couldn't figure out what to do. They sent word that they need more men. They got another 600 soldiers, and again they attacked. And this time, with these new forces, they were able to kill most of the people of the Seir. And once they had the upper hand, they wiped out all the adults of the Seir. They wiped out as many people from Midian and the tribes of the east as they could find, and the rest of them fled. And this is what happens, how at this juncture in history, Esav becomes master of the mountain of Seir. And that's why throughout Tanakh, we find that Esav is described as living by Seir, and Esav is referred to as Seir throughout Tanakh, because Esav basically won this war, his descendants won this war shortly after he passed away. And from that time onward, they started living over there. So we'll pick up here, Bezachim, tomorrow.